I mentioned at the beginning of our pilgrimage the importance of knowing the difference between tourism and pilgrimage. We should consider another spiritual dimension. A pilgrimage should involve discernment or a serious intention. Jesus' last evening at Gethsemane was a discernment. He was completely free. He had to make a decision. He knew he had a choice. He knew what his choices were. And remember, as we said up on Mount Tabor, that Moses and Elijah had told him how he was going to die. He knew what was coming. The word Gethsemane is derived from the word for oil press. Gethsemane was not only an olive grove, but also a place where the oil was pressed out of the olives. Jesus was in agony. The word agony is derived from Greek and roughly translated can mean a battle with oneself. Look what happened. Jesus engaged in the contest, the battle, the agony. His disciples did what I usually do. I too often find myself getting distracted or becoming overwhelmed by either the busyness around me or the drowsiness. Jesus told them, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Yeah, I know about that. He knew, and we know, that moments later they would all flee from him. That same night, Peter would deny him three times, as Jesus had predicted only a short time before at the Last Supper. Only one of them, John, would remain at the foot of the cross. Their reaction was to avoid conflict and risk. We see that a lot in the church, don't we? Avoidance. Like we saw in the scandal. If they had had iPhones, the apostles would have probably been looking at their screens. Jesus' discernment was to confront his decision head on. He already knew the answer, but the decision was not easy. Listen to his words. "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." A true discernment is a confrontation with ourselves. It can be a battle. It's a contest. It can be an agony, and often it is easier just to run or ignore or deflect. Before I came on this pilgrimage or retreat, I knew that my pilgrimage discernment would involve my priesthood and the decisions that are in front of me because of my age and the gradual emergence of age-related infirmities. In the Diocese of Austin, our Bishop Vasquez respects that if we want to serve longer than the official retirement policy of 70 years, then he will be grateful, but otherwise he will respect the retirement age decisions of the priests. I could retire any time. I was already retired when I became a widower. But I've learned that something about the priesthood. I cannot believe how similar the priesthood is to marriage. Marriage is not a job, as you all know. Marriage is a way of life. Marriage is a choice to live your life in love and allow it to change you. Actually, the reason I entered the seminary was because I chose to find a way to continue my life in love. I had tried the single life for over a year. I did not want the single life. I didn't enjoy the single life. I needed to live my life in love. Marriage will teach you how to love. You think you know before marriage. However, marriage will teach you how to love, or you will seek to escape it every chance you get. We see it all the time. Marriage is a daily choice to love the other for the good of the other, to choose the other over your own selfish desires and well-being. Marriage is the contest between selfishness and married love. Every morning when you wake up, you have to make that decision. Self or other? Parenting takes it to a new level. Sometimes it's a joyful decision. Sometimes it's an agony. But it is always a decision to love. Love is not an emotion. Love is a decision. As priests, we choose to love the church, to love your parish, love your parish family, to love your bishop and your brother priests. Priesthood is almost exactly the same as marriage, except there's no one in the bed beside you. Every day you must make the decision to love as soon as you open your eyes. It is a daily contest between selfishness and love of the other. To love God, to love the other, it's not always an easy decision. Love is not an emotion. It is a decision. It can be an agony. Most of you are just learning how to be men. That's part of the process. The same thing happens in marriage. Our love decisions will press the oil out of us. Jesus' love decision was all the more difficult because he knew that we would often reject the choice to choose him, to put him first, to avoid pain and conflict and suffering. And yet he took on our failings, our infirmities, our guilt. He made his choice right here in front of this altar, in this Garden of Gethsemane, on this rock. He chose us. Thanks be to God.